Welcome to the Mouska Moms Podcast, a Disney planning podcast where we enjoy quick conversations and cocktails with a Disney twist. We are your hosts, Jennifer, that's me, Juliana.
Hi.
And Lori.
Hi.
We love our theme parks, but I think we love Disney cruising even more. A big part of cruising is figuring out what you want to do in the wonderful countries you're visiting and ports you're going to. We are here to help narrow down your list with the top DCL excursions. But first, the Mouska cocktail.
This Mouska cocktail is a very special one from the animator's palette. It's on the Alaska cruises, and it's during the Frozen night. So it's a themed menu. It's called the Pear-fection. It's absolute vodka, recorder-lig pear. I don't know what that is. Fresh lime juice and vanilla sugar. That sounds refreshing and delicious. Did you have this, Lori?
No, I didn't do Alaska on Disney.
Right.
No, I did not have this one. This drink just looked absolutely fantastic.
I love anything with pear or anything with grapefruit. So this is, yeah, I'll be having this someday when I go on my Alaskan cruise on DCL.
So Recorder Lig Pear is a pear cider.
Ooh.
This sounds delicious. I need this. I don't think it's a, is it a hard? Yeah, it's a hard cider.
And it's over ice, which is good.
This sounds yummy.
It sounds way too refreshing for an Alaska cruise, though. I got to be honest with you. This sounds like something I want to sip in a Caribbean destination. But
I think it's more for the color. Like it's the icy color.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Well, it sounds good.
Pear is a winter fruit.
Yeah. Is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Usually it's in like fruit baskets around the holidays. You're right. You are right. No, this sounds delicious. All right. We are going to start this. We are going to basically break it down by location and then give you some of our top excursions for each of the locations. So it only makes sense if we start off by doing the Bahamas and Disney's private islands. All right. So we're going to start off with Nassau. A lot of people, I've been having this conversation with people that for whatever reason, the Atlantis is on their like bucket list of places to go. But as soon as they start looking into flights and staying at the Atlantis and the fact that food isn't included and all that stuff, they start getting stressed out with the price. So a way around this is if you go on a Disney cruise, you can actually go on one of their excursions called the Atlantis Aqua Adventure. They will drive you to the Atlantis and you will get an all-day pass to the Atlantis. You can use all the slides and pools and check out all the amenities there without having to pay for all the prices. This excursion is pricey because you are getting a day pass there. It's like $250 for an adult, $149 for a child. But again, a lot cheaper than if you want to stay at the Atlantis. So I think this is a cool one to get two vacation wish lists out of the way. If you've always wanted to go on a cruise and do the Atlantis, this is a two for one here.
I went to Atlantis on a Disney cruise several years ago. I didn't do the Aqua Adventure, but you can just go to Atlantis and use their facilities and eat and drink and use the beach and everything. It was good. This sounds better.
Yeah, I recently did it last November, February, whenever it was, when I took one of my kids and we did the Aqua Adventure experience at Atlantis. It's fun. I mean, I like theme parks. I like water parks, and this is like none other. It was really cool. We enjoyed ourselves. It is pricey.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's pricey. It's, you know, if you've ever just wanted to experience the Atlantis, see what it's all about, all that, this is where I think it might be worth it to pay the prices and go in.
It's pricey, but it's all day, isn't it?
Yeah. It's an all day excursion.
So that's not bad because a lot of the other ones that are just as pricey are not all day. So
yeah.
Like the next one.
The next one's also in Nassau. It's the Blue Lagoon Island Dolphin Swim. I feel like swimming with the dolphins is on everyone's bucket list at some point in time.
I think it's the most popular cruise ship excursion ever offered to any Bahamas or Caribbean destination. So, and Disney does a good job with it, of course.
They do a great job. They also research. So a lot of their swim with the dolphins, they make sure the facilities you're going to are good.
And humane.
And humane. This one is a humane facility. So yeah, I mean, swimming at the dolphins is expensive as it is. So it, you know, it's $259 regardless of adult or child. But I think it's, you know, you got to do it once in your life.
So let's talk about Castaway Cay, which is Disney's private island. I think that the jury is out on this one, whether to book an excursion or not. But if you're going to, there are definitely ones that are better than others.
Another one that you can do over at Castaway Cay that we're going to talk about. I've never done this. I've always wanted to. They do bike rentals. So you can do bike rentals, bike around the island. They have a whole path you can do, two nature trails.
Jen, you should totally do this.
You're funny.
You're such a good bike rider.
You're so funny. You're funny.
I mean, it would provide us with lots of entertainment.
It would. They also have little kid bikes over there. This one is only $15 per person. So you're really just renting the bike and going for a bike ride. I think this one's cool. I think it's great, too, if you have half your family that want a bike ride and the other half, like Jen, who might not want to get on a bike. And that way, the people that don't want a bike can just go sit in a lounge chair and they can meet up with you later.
I think this is a great option for days on Castaway Cay that are not as nice weather-wise. And a lot of times this one does not fill up. So you can do this as a last-minute booking and it gives you something to do and something that's active with your family. Just make sure you bring Band-Aids and antiseptic ointment for people like me. This one's more my speed, cabana rental. These are hard to get, but when you get it, man, you are living like a king for the day. You can rent cabanas either on the family beach or in Serenity Bay, which is adults only. Serenity Bay is obviously cheaper because it's adults only. The cabanas in family beach are more expensive because they accommodate more people, I guess. Or typically more people are using them, but what do they come with?
The cabanas, you have your own changing area, your own facility, and then they come with fridge packed of drinks. And then I want to say a fruit plate. I think a fruit plate is served at some point. You also have your private server as well that'll bring food over in that. These are insanely hard to get though. So as much as we're talking about the cabanas and they're fantastic, these are insanely hard to get, especially if you're on a popular cruise. The way everything goes in terms of, you know, lining it up and booking excursions on Disney Cruise Line is based on your status. And then if you're concierge, concierge clients are having a problem getting cabanas at this point. So it is great if you're able to get it. It's lovely if you have very high status with Disney and you are able to get these.
So basically find a friend who has Pearl status and is booking a concierge room.
Yes.
Mouse-a-tip.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Fine. Make friends. Make friends quickly. And now you can tell if they're Pearl because their lanyards are a different color. So bonus mouse-a-tip on the first day, look for those Pearl lanyards.
And make friends.
And make friends and start buying them drinks. All right. So that is the Bahamas and the private island. We are going to head to the Caribbean next. Caribbean has a bunch of different islands that they go to. We picked a few here. From Jamaica. Jamaica has a ton. I feel like Jamaica is one of those stops that actually has a ton of things to do. It's all kind of adventure-y stuff. It's not really a go to a beach and kind of just hang out and it's a beautiful beach. It's more go see this waterfall, go experience this. So they have a zip line and river tubing with Adventures Falls. I've had clients do this one and I have only heard amazing things with this excursion. It does, you do have to be 6 and over. You do have to be in fairly good shape and you are ziplining and then river tubing. From the point of my clients, if half of your party does not want to zipline and the other half does, they obviously, people that don't want to zipline can sit out and watch other people do it. Some people have heights issues and don't want to deal with that.
I think this is a great one for families with older kids.
Yeah.
But I think this is a great option because Jamaica is very like jungly. So you're not going to do this kind of thing anywhere else. So this is a great way to kind of get your jungle on and do a cool excursion.
Yeah. And I think if you've been to Jamaica before, we're going to talk about the next one. But more than likely, you have done Dunn's River Falls. this is a nice alternative to that. Adventure Falls is a different waterfall area, and it still has the 50-foot cascading waterfall, 6 wading pools that you can go in. And then this is where they have the 300-foot water slide. I've seen a lot on videos on that one talking about Jamaica. Price-wise, this isn't too bad either. Kids are $112, adults are $143, and this does include lunch, which of course is going to be a Jamaican jerk lunch, which I guarantee you is rice and beans and chicken.
But delicious. I love jerk.
But yeah. Delicious. Yes.
I have not done that, but I have been to Duns River Falls. And if you have not been there, this is a fantastic excursion. I think it's also great for families with older kids. Because again, it's like an adventure and it's in the jungle and really priced well.
This one, my family did this exact one because of the price. I typically do not book within Disney's excursions. I like to research my own, but the price on this one was fantastic. You could have a few different options first it goes to Dolphin Cove, which is swimming with the dolphins, but there's a few different options. You could either swim with them, you could just see them, you could stand on a platform. So depending on what you're comfortable with or with price or what you want to do, you could choose. This does also include lunch. And then the Duns River Fall one, this is actually for 3-year-olds and up. And that's where I was having a problem, was finding something for Logan at age 5 to do Duns River. And this one was super nice through Disney because we were with a whole bunch of other kids that were his age, and the guides took their time helping the little ones up. So going with 3 kids on Duns River, it's not just like a walk up the stairs. You're actually climbing the waterfall.
There were parts of it that were hard. I can't imagine going with a 3-year-old. Yeah.
That's what I'm like. They were helpful. I was helping my 2 other big kids up and holding their hand and making sure they got up. But Eric had issues with even Logan at the time. And the guides actually picked Logan up at one point and carried him up 2 or 3 of the steps.
Yeah, the guides actually picked me up at one point and carried me up. So surprise, surprise, bikes and waterfalls. Yep. There you go, folks.
Bikes and waterfalls. But yeah, I think if you want to do Duns River, you have smaller kids, it's okay. They were totally helpful. And that was the biggest thing I heard from people, was that they were shocked by how helpful these guides were and how patient they were with the little kids, because they can't make some of the steps that they had to make. They were awesome. So they called Logan the curly-haired boy, and they just kept picking him up at different places and would say, come here, little curly hair.
They were not as charmed they would pick him by up and- me, but whatever.
So yeah, we mentioned the price. The price on this is really good. $82 for kids 3 to 9 and only $100 for 10 and up, which is an awesome price range for this. And again, it can go up depending on if you want to swim with the dolphins or what you want to do with those. All right. St. Martin is a place that you go to the beach. That's what you do. The beaches there are gorgeous. This one is basically a beach transfer. It handles the transportation side of things. It does give you complimentary cocktail, and then you get to go to a complimentary lounge chairs and umbrellas. Highly recommend getting that. The sun is strong. And then you get to go in the beaches. One thing I will say about St. Martin, obviously it's Disney, be careful. There are a few beaches that are full non-bathing suit wearing beaches. And they did have a few excursions with that, but they did mention it underneath stating that. But yeah, and this one also has, I think this one included lunch too.
Yeah, that's the big thing. So a lot of these islands, especially, you know, St. Martin, it's very possible to do that on your own, to just get off at the port and take a cab to a beach and spend your day there. But the thing is about these excursions, you don't have to think about anything. You are escorted right to the beach. They give you your chair and your umbrella. It includes food. And the price point isn't that bad. So it's really worth considering.
Yeah, these ones are pretty easy. They usually sit below 100. This one is 79 for adults, 65 for a child. It just makes getting to those beaches easier. The next one in Tortola, I think it's a big diving and a big snorkeling place, but they also have great beaches. The Van Dyke Beach is a famous one for being beautiful. And this is a great transfer that gets you there. Usually includes your seats, your umbrellas, your chairs, a drink, all that stuff. And again, it's sitting under $100. So this is, I think, a good option. Last Caribbean Grand Cayman. Stingrays. I don't understand why stingrays are so big in Grand Cayman. I don't, but they are.
I did this one at Grand Cayman. The stingrays at the 7 Mile Beach. It was great.
That's if you want to see stingrays, you see stingrays.
You absolutely do. And again, it's nice that it's on 7 Mile Beach, which is the beautiful beach. You have time to go hang out at the beach afterwards. It's a short excursion, but I think that's what we did. I think we did the excursion and then we went and hung out on the beach and did our own transportation back to the ship at the end. So it's a good option.
All right. We are moving to the far extreme of Alaska.
A little different than the Caribbean. A
little different.
It's different, but I feel like Alaska's where the excursions are most important.
Agreed.
They are. They really are. So we have three of our top ones. I feel like you can't mention Alaska and can't mention excursions without doing a helicopter one. Like you can't do it.
But you have to know which ones and which city to do, which is why you need your wonderful Kingdom and Cruise travel agent to be able to tell you which excursions and which ports are the best. Here we go.
Exactly. So I recommend if you're going to do a helicopter trip, you do it in Juneau. It's where most of the helicopters are, but I think it's a great one. I think going up, they have a dog sledding on the Mendenhall Glacier. This one is, I think, the best one. They have dog sledding options where you don't get on a helicopter, but you're not really dog sledding. You're essentially going to a farm where they keep the dogs, and it's muddy, and it's not a glacier.
That's stupid.
No, it's yes. True. It's like, and think about it, right? Alaskan cruises are in the summertime, so unless you're out there and you've gone inland, you're not really seeing a ton of snow in Juneau, right? Because it's pretty far down.
Yep.
So that's one of the things you have to be really careful about. People often book this dog sledding experience and they don't realize that they're just going to the dog sledding training camp and they're just being pulled on like a wheeled sled. I would be so bummed. So Lori is absolutely 100% right. If you know what you're doing, you have to know that you need to get on a helicopter to actually have a real dog sledding experience.
You do. And the helicopter, it's a helicopter. I get it. Some people are a little against it. But if it's something you want to see and dog sledding is what you need to see, this is what you need to do.
If you've never done a helicopter tour, believe me, I am the scared person of flying and heights. We did a helicopter tour in Hawaii and it was like magic. I mean, it's not like flying in a plane where you like feel all these G-forces. I mean, I know you don't feel that many, but as you just like lift off the ground, like you're in a little balloon. It was the most peaceful, serene experience. And I can't imagine a better place than Alaska to be able to see it from up above like that. I mean, I would try to put your anxieties aside and do it. It's amazing.
I think, again, our listeners should go fund us because I would like to see for myself if I'm going to throw up on a helicopter.
No, it is the smoothest thing ever. It's floating up. And I took the kids on it to this glacier. This one, you have to be 2 and up. Essentially, they have to sit in their own seat. And they're very good with kids. They put on the headsets. Logan thought it was the coolest thing ever. I'm pretty sure he liked the helicopter headsets more than the dogs. But it was the kids were not, they were nervous getting on. And as soon as they were on, they turned, they're like, I didn't even know it was moving. Like you could barely feel it. Once you got up there, it's gorgeous.
How easy is it for you to steal a dog?
No, I tried. They had six puppies. I tried. They had six puppies up there and the puppies were so cute. And I put them in my jacket.
Yes.
And I tried to cover them up and they wouldn't. Yeah, no, I couldn't take them. They do actually give you boots and jackets if you want to, which was super nice because we needed the boots there. I mean, you're on a glacier. There's snow and a lot of snow.
But you can't take the puppies.
You can't take the puppies. I got lots of pictures of the puppies. And the dogs are super great. The guys are up there are great in terms of with kids saying, go near this one. Don't go by this one. This one's a little grumpy.
Yeah.
So the kids knew which ones were good with kids and which ones weren't. But yeah, it's amazing to be up there and see them. Again, this is pricey. You're going on a helicopter. It's around $900 a person. It is.
But I feel like
it's a bucket list.
You save money on your excursions in the Caribbean, but Alaska's not one that you're going to want to skimp on. That's a once in a lifetime trip. So,
yes. All right, moving on. Ketchikan is a huge port that all the Disney cruise lines go into. Everyone's going to call me corny for this, but I think that you should go to the Lumberjack show.
I've heard great things about it.
I was so against this, and my family was like, nope, we're doing it.
I send everyone. They love it.
Yeah, everyone loves it. It is the hokiest, corniest thing ever, but it's fantastic. And the nice thing with Disney with this is they do a Disney-specific Alaskan Lumberjack show. So it's specifically for kids. And I think that part is really cool. So when Disney ships are in, they will do a special Disney Lumberjack Showtime just for that. So it's just a cool show.
Well, now I want to go to Alaska.
Yeah, it's cool.
I hear great things about this next port in Sitka. Not all the cruise ships go there. So that's another reason why you should probably work with a travel agent, because not all itineraries are the same.
Yeah, Sitka, it's beautiful. They have a bunch of museum-y type of deals. So this is the one we're recommending is the Best of Sitka. It takes you to the Raptor Center and then the National Forest and the Fortress of the Bear. So the Raptor Center is exactly what you is. It's Bald Eagle Training Center. It also has some hiking areas, which we really liked because my kids aren't huge into bald eagles, but they love the hiking portion. So we did that. The National Park is where you're going to see all the totem poles, which is really cool. And then the Fortress of the Bear is the brown bears. It's a sanctuary for them. So it's a forge. It's really cool. Chicago has a ton of zoos. I've seen bears in zoos.
This is so different.
Yeah, it's so different. It's really cool. This one is priced a little bit nicer, $99 for adults, $79. And it really does give you a great tour of Sitka.
It's a long day. Yeah.
It's a long day.
That's nice.
And you still have time at the end on majority of these that they'll drop you off in the town of Sitka and you can walk around. And the town is not too big where you're going to feel like you missed it, but you could definitely walk around and see enough of it. So I think this is, if you want to see most of Sitka, this is the best one. All right, that's Alaska. Now we're moving on to the big, big Mediterranean and all that Europe has to offer over there. We picked some of the top big ports. So Barcelona, Spain, Barcelona has a city highlights tour, which I think would be perfect for getting a good feel. Jen, I think I haven't been to Barcelona. You've been to Barcelona.
I've been to Barcelona, not on a cruise, but this looks like you get a really good feel for what Barcelona is. I mean, you can't go to Barcelona without seeing Gaudi's famous stuff. So this takes you to La Sagrada Familia. It takes you to, it takes you to the Gothic Quarter, which is awesome. The Casa Batlló. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's highlights. And it's not expensive also, which
no.
I like.
That's the big one, is lots of people complain that saying they didn't want to do Mediterranean European cruises because of how expensive the excursions can drive the price up. This is $54 for an adult and $44 for a child. That's it. And you got all your transportation. You don't have to worry about a thing. So the price is really good.
And Barcelona is one of those cities that you just want to walk around because it's the architecture. It's not, you know, where you're going to be wanting to spend hours in a museum or anything like that. This is a very outdoor sightseeing, walk around the city, get a feel for the people kind of thing. So for $54 to see all of those landmarks and then probably have time to just wander on your own in Barcelona is the perfect day.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mousecat Moms are avid travel enthusiasts, and our podcast is sponsored by Kingdom and Cruise Travel. If you are interested in booking a vacation to Disney or any other worldwide destination, be sure to check out the website, kingdomandcruise.com, and their Facebook page, Kingdom and Cruise Travel.
All right, so next we're going to Italy, to Livorno. This is a big thing for Disney cruise lines for going to Europe. They're like, what do I do with the kids? It's all this history. Well, you do pizza making. That's what you do. You know, kids, this is where pizza was born. And if pizza doesn't speak to your child as much, it's just one of those experiences they're going to remember. So Disney has a pizza making experience. You do have a 40-minute drive that takes you to the Tuscan farm. And then in there is where your family will learn how to make pizza. So I think this is really cool. Plus, you're able to see the Tuscan hills and see all that. And then do something fun with the kids. This one is a bit more expensive at $200 for adults and $179 for kids. But Livorno is one of those ports where you really need transportation to get you out to where you're going. Italy to Greece. Athens, Greece. Athens, the port, you are literally dropped off at like a container area. That's the port. So you definitely need transportation to plan a tour. The one we're recommending is the Acropolis. And this does a great job of showing you the Acropolis. It's showing you downtown Athens. It also shows you Plaka, something like that, where all the traditional shops are. This is essentially what you want to see in Athens.
This is like the best of Athens, where the other one was the best of Barcelona. This is great. If you're going to Athens, Athens is one of those places where you don't really need more than a day or two. So it's a great port to go to. You definitely need some sort of prior excursion. You need to set something up to go to the Acropolis, because if you don't, especially in the summer months, you are not going to go to the Acropolis. So to be able to have an excursion set up, where you have your entry, you go right there, you get your tour so that it's not wasted, because they'll tell you stories and history. And then Plaka area is great. You'll get to do your shopping. They have great places, to little tiny places to eat, to grab some gelato.
Yeah, this is a good one. I feel like there's lots of places in Europe that you could probably do without a guide. They have good plaques. It can explain stuff in English. The Acropolis is not one of them. You need a guide.
No,
there's nothing in English on any plaque. I mean, the kids would just be looking at ruins. That's what you'd be doing by yourself. So
yeah, it's boring.
Yeah,
without the information. And again, it's important. We've said this before. It's important when you're traveling with your children to do child-centric tours. We often actually, whether on a Disney cruise or another trip, we often book kid tours, because they just are a little bit easier to swallow sometimes at these big major historical sites. It's also important to note when cruising to Europe that these ports that you go into are usually not like smack dab in the middle of this amazing European city. They're far. They're side towns that then go to the big city. So that's why excursions there can be really important too.
Yes. All right. We're going to move to Northern Europe quickly. And one of the coolest ones I found, and I have not done this, but it's going on my list, is they have a Be Brave at Edinburgh Castle. This is a tour that is in Scotland, and you're going to go see the Edinburgh Castle, but they're going to do it based on the movie Brave. It's going to be really cool. They'll be able to connect with your kids and show them the history while connecting it to a movie that they know. They also will have Myrda there for a fun photo opportunity. And if you're a Myrda fan or a Brave fan, I can't imagine anything better than having a picture with Myrda in Scotland. So this tour is really cool. You're only going to get it through Disney.
Super cool and unique. That's what I love about it.
Yes, so unique. So this is a good one. And then I also had to mention that a lot of cruises will stop in France. You're pronouncing this city.
Le Havre.
Thank you.
It's about like an hour and a half outside of Paris, Le Havre. I might be exaggerating that a little bit. So again, it's important to know it's 3.5 hours from Disneyland Paris.
Yep.
Which makes it far.
It's a far one. I feel like if the cruise is going to stop off in France, you could do countryside. But if you're on a Disney cruise, Disneyland Paris is right there. So being able to go into Disneyland Paris for a day, I think, is one of the coolest things. Make sure you have things ready to go for your kids, because it is a 3.5 hour travel to and then back. But you get the day in Disneyland Paris from the cruise ship, which is really cool. So they actually package in their tickets with this. They do the transportation. So you're able to go in and experience Disneyland Paris.
Yeah. So to the point, so Disneyland Paris is 3.5 hours from Le Havre, but Le Havre is also 2.5 hours from Paris. So no matter where you're going, you're traveling on this cruise.
Yes. So that is in France. And then another cool one I saw that was exactly that would be perfect for Disney and very unique is in Copenhagen, Denmark. They have a Fairy Tales Canal cruise in Copenhagen. You meet your guide, you board a bus, and enjoy a 1-hour canal cruise where hostess is going to tell you the famous works by Danish author Hans Christian Andersen. They're going to go through stories of all the Disney classics, like Little Mermaid, Frozen. You're also going to see the statue of the Little Mermaid. So I think this is just another cool one where you can bring in the kids. It's a unique one. You're learning history, and at the same time, it's connecting with the kids.
I am dying to do this itinerary, by the way. So sign me up. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Anyway.
All right. Understood. So our last place we're going to go to quickly is Hawaii. Disney does a couple Hawaii cruises. Jen and Juliana, you've been to Hawaii the most and seen this, but we picked a few. One in Maui was Rainforest and Waterfall Hike. This one is more for the older, so 6 years and up, but I have not been to Maui.
At the end of the day, no matter what excursion you choose in Maui, you're going to have a great time. I think my biggest tip is get out and off the ship and explore Maui. It's just such a beautiful place. Whether you're doing, you know, a snorkel or getting up into the mountains and Haleakala, it's all amazing.
We did a hike in Oahu, and it wasn't the most beautiful hike that I've ever done because it was Oahu. But it was the most interesting because these guides know everything. They're botanists, they're naturalists. They were able to tell us all this, like we were eating stuff off the trees and everything, things that I would never think to eat. And he was like, oh, try this. It's great if you're thirsty because it has this property. It was just really, it was really cool. So do it.
Yes. And this one is the Rainforest Waterfall Hike. It is a 3.5 hour hike, but it goes to some of the most popular rainforest valleys and waterfalls. I feel like when I think of Hawaii and with the kids, my biggest thing would be like, get to a waterfall, find a hike, get to a waterfall, figure it out. This one seems like a really good excursion that would get you to those waterfalls. You don't have to think about it too much. They also pack you a lunch, take care of all that stuff. Price range, it's not too bad. It's about $186, $176 for kids. And you get to experience all the beautiful waterfalls.
On a 3 hour tour. Sorry.
All right. We're going to jump to Kauai. And I put in here a beach surfing lesson. I think one of the coolest things for families and kids would be to learn how to surf. And what no better place than Hawaii?
My teenagers would love this.
Right? My thing too with this is it is a little bit younger too. So it's 8 and 9. So you have to be 8 and up. But those 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, like the fact that they do this and they do it on Disney, that's the part that I think would be the coolest thing.
Yep.
Is seeing my two older ones at 10 and 11 being able to get up on a surfboard and being able to surf. Like they would think that's like, the coolest thing.
It's like your Lilo and Stitch dreams
right?
coming to reality.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Our last stop is Hilo to the Volcano National Park. And this is an express one. So this one is a bit shorter. It gets you to the Volcano National Park. If you're going to Hawaii, I feel like you have to see a volcano.
These are all things that you need to do when you're in Hawaii. You need to take a surf lesson. You need to see a volcano. You need to see a waterfall. So there you go. Done. You're
check,
welcome.
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check. Exactly.
Check, check, check. So yeah, this one is board a minibus, 60-minute drive to the Volcano National Park. It is UNESCO. I can't say that word. UNESCO. There we go.
UNESCO
World Site. And you get to tour around and see the volcanoes. This is an any age trip. So no matter how old the kiddos are, they can go on this one. They do, just so you know, have an adults only Volcano National Park tour as well on Disney Cruise Line, which is nice. So for anyone that's just in the adults and not traveling with kiddos, you can get a more in-depth history lesson where this one will be focused more on the kids and keeping them kind of entertained and not running around like crazies.
I think we've said this before, though. Like, I love tours that are geared towards kids and families because they dumb them down just enough to make them keep them entertaining for people like me who need to be kept entertained.
Yes.
So I don't know how important that is on a hike to a volcano, but
I agree. Well, it's people that don't want to, you know, like people are always different. I feel like anytime you go to a museum with somebody or you travel with somebody, you're going to find out exactly who they are in terms of they are museum people. They are not museum people. Like Eric will read every plaque in a museum where after like 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm out.
I hit with the highlights. But that's why I like this one too. I like that this is an express tour because sometimes like I don't want to be committed to an entire day in a group with other people or just doing something like hiking through a rainforest. Like I could do it for a couple of hours and then I want to do my own thing. So I sort of like the express idea.
Yes. No, this is a good one. So yeah, that's Hawaii. And we've kind of hit the grand tour of things and all the places around the world for the most part. Juliana, you got a Mouska tip?
Of course I have a Mouska tip. Book ahead of time. It should be pretty obvious. They book up quick. So as soon as your booking window opens, get on there and book what you want. Obviously, there's choices and all that. These are our favorites, but you always want to book ahead of time. And if you don't like the excursions available through Disney, always contact your Kingdom and Travel agent, Kingdom and Cruise Travel agent. I know the name of our company, to book a private excursion.
Well, Mouska friends, there you have it. Our top Disney Cruise Line excursions. Did we miss any? Drop us a note. Check out our Facebook group, Mouska Moms Podcast, to dive deeper into this and all things Disney and Disney planning. Be sure to follow our show so that you receive notifications when new content is released and you never miss an episode. And please consider writing us a review as well. We really appreciate it.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
Yeah.